I thought it's kedai to go back and talk about one of the Gemaras that we did not learn together over Yontif. It's really related more to the first parak, the sugyas of Hazama, stating that it's a real Shas Inyan. It's an Inyan that everyone's familiar with, every child is familiar with. It's a davar ha'oimed b'rumesh alaylam, and really something we've spoken about over the years, but be'im be'is medrash p'loi chiddush. And that is, so the topic of the first parak of Masechtas Makis was the halacha of the eid zoymeh. What's the halacha of an eid zoymeh? If two eidim say eidos, there was a gemar din, and before Bezdin had the chance to enforce the oynish, two other eidim came into Bezdin and said, heich atem no eidim, imonu ayisim v'makom ployni b'zman ployni. So the halacha is that we dismiss the eidos of the first eidim, we accept the eidos of the second eidim. Not just that, we punish the first eidim, and the punishment is vasisam loy kashnizamam lasis la'achiv. The Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Beis said that the only time that the halacha is that we give kashnizamam is in the event that there was a gmar din already on the testimony of the first eidim. If, however, there was no gemar din, at that point, there's no einish of kasha zomim. The Gemara brought a braisa, and the Gemara took it even a step further. That the only time the halacha is that there's a punishment of kasha zomim is if there was a gemar din, however, the punishment was not practically enforced. If, however, the punishment was enforced, then already the halacha is that there's not going to be a vasisam like kasha zaman lasis lachav. It's what's known in the vernacular as kasha zaman v'loy kasha rasa. The only time there's an oynish of kasha zaman is if the eidim wanted, but they didn't actually have success in what it was they were trying to do. If, however, Bezdin would act upon the eidos, it would be already kasha zaman. So then already the halacha would be kasha zaman v'loy kasha rasa. There would not be an oynish of kasha zaman on these two eidim. Now the Gemara says that Beribi was the one who said this, right? Beribi, stira. Sometimes Beribi is a shem chacham, true from the Neid Behuda. Sometimes Beribi means the god of Adar. But Beribi was the one that said, loy hargu nerogen, hargu ein nerogen. So Amar Aviv, so his father heard what he said, and he said, bni, mein tayir izun, lav kal v'chaymeru. He didn't hit him, by the way. But he just said it to him, right? He said, lav kal v'chaymeru. He said, I understand. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be that the Edom are going to be punished for kasha zamam, but they're not going to be punished for kasha z'asa? Haloi davaru. So what did he tell him? He told him back, li madatonu rab. We know ain oynch min adin. Lemaisa says in the Torah, "Vasisam lekasha zomam." Kasha zomam is mashma, but like kasha also. Aye, it's a kal v'chaymer. I'm asking, it's a kal v'chaymer. Stating that the rule is ain oynch min adin. If you take a look in the Gilyon Marsha, so the Gilyon Marsha are the Gilyonis, the Hagoyis on Shasta were written by Reb Shloime Eger. See, he says as follows: I in Chuvis Oyel Yaakov, the Rav Yaakov Sesportis, Sim Min Yud Zayin. The Ayin Sham, Ola Chav Gimel, take a look over there on Dav Chav Gimel, Soif Amir Aleph, at the end of Amir Aleph, Dibra Maschel Haloi. So Shloime Eger was Mitzayin, a very, very Chakav Amar Malkim. He said, take a look in Shilos Achuvas Oil Yaakov, the Mechaber of the Oil Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis, and it's Simon Yud Zayin, page Chav Gimel, Dibra Maschel Haloi, you're going to see something that I think is worthwhile saying. So Voshtet, in Shilas Achuvas Oil Yaakov, the Rav Yaakov Sesportis, in Simon Yud Zayin, at the end of Omer Aleph on Daf Chof Gimel Divra Maschel Haloi, it's talk of something very, very fascinating, and really, it requires a little bit of an introduction. Now, before we start, I just want to give a shout-out to a younger man in Lakewood, whose name is Rabbi Cheskel Sklar. So he wrote a kuntres called Kasha Zomman V'loi Kasha Asa, where he went through the Inyan that we're about to discuss right now very, very thoroughly. And a lot of what we're going to say now comes from this kuntres. I also want to give a shout out to Nachi Weinstein for alerting me to this kuntres and for helping me a little bit filling in some gaps as it relates to 17th century Amsterdam. I'm giving it away a little bit, but as we're about to see, and apparently Nachi is not just our in-house Italian scholar, but he's officially become our in-house Dutch scholar as well. But either way, as an introduction to this tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Sisportis. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, and this is in Parashat Shoftim, it's on the Pasuk, Asisam loy kashazom and lasas lochem. So he brings this chazal. The chazal said, kashazom avaloy kasharasa. And he mutches. He says, what's pshat? Doesn't make any sense. I hear. That just means that just because kashazomam, it doesn't have to be kasharasa. Aber still, should have a little bit of a hezber. Why is it that the Edom will be punished if it led to a Gmar Din, but they won't be punished if it got past that point and it actually resulted in a kasher also? Says the Ramban. Vatam boze, bavur ki mishpat ha-edom ha-zoymimin b'gzeres ha-shalat. He said, really, the whole parsha of Hazama is a gzeres ha-kasav. Shehem shnayim u-shnayim, because it's two against two, right? The Gemara says, edzoymim chidashu, my chaz is the samchis ha-hani, smoych ha-hani. If two Edom walk into Besin and they say Edos that Reuven killed somebody, and then two of them Edom come in and then mazen them. The Torah says it's Xeris Akosov that the first two Edom have to be killed. It's probably because from the fact that these two other Edom walked into Besin, that's a raya that Reuven must have been an Erlich person. Ilu hayu Rasha ben Mavis, because had he been a Rasha and really been Chayiv Misa, because the first two Edom were telling the truth, then the Eivishter would not have saved him. Kasha Amar, like the Torah says, ki loy atzdik Rasha, it's a passing in Parashas Mishpatim. So it's for that reason, says the Ramban, that's the Havana, a little bit of a Hezber, why it is that in every situation of Azama, we trust the second pair of Edom. Because probably this is a manifestation of Kiloy Atzdik Rosh, Avlim Nera Ruvain. But if Ruvain was actually killed because of the Edos of the first two Edom, Nachshoiv, we have to assume Shahoya Emes, Eskol, Asher, Heidu, all of our Rishayin. Probably what the first two Edom said was true. Kihu Bavoinai Mes. Why? Because the Ilu Hoyat Sadik. Because had he really been innocent, Lo Yasvenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never allowed this to happen. K'moisha Amar, that's a different pasuk. Hashem Lo Yasvenu B'yadai, V'lo Yarshienu B'hishoftai. So says the Ramban, that in the event that it's a Kasher Zomam, not a Kasher Asa, this credence, this svara to say that the second two Edom are really the ones that are telling the truth. And the fact that they just walked into Besdin is a kiyum of Kilayatz the Grosha. But Fakert, in the event that we killed the person, it was Kasher Asa based on the original testimony, then probably the second two Edom are not telling the truth. Because it's probably a bechina of Hashem lo yazvenu biyadoi v'lo yarshienu bishofti. V'oi tzok tiram ban v'aytish lo yitin Hashem ha-shoivtim ha-tzadikim ha-oivdim l'fon of lishbech tam notnoki. There's another thing you have to know, and that is that Kodesh Baruch Hu will never allow the shoivtim to kill an innocent man. Because the pasuk says, ki ha-mishpat le'ilaykim hu. And the pasuk also says, "Bekerav alikim yishpoit." V'hinei kol ze yishinom ma'il gedoyl b'shoifte Yisrael. Va'avtochas haKadosh Baruch Hu maskem ayodam v'imam bedvar hamishpat. V'zeh tam. That's what you find when it says in the Torah that there's a din Torah. Va'amdu shnei anoshem asher lohem ariv. Where do they stand lifnei Hashem? Ki lifnei Hashem heim oim demamish bevoyim lifnei akiyana v'ashoiftim. V'hu yanchem b'derech emes u'kfar eskarti mizeh b'seder ve'eva hamishpatim. And also in Parshas Baloischa, we spoke about this in the Hakdama to Masechet Sanhedrin. Dvorim yudu'im va. Taken from the Ramban, but says the Ramban, you want to know why there's a din of kasher zomam of like kasher asa? Because where it's kasher zomam, it's mistaber the second two Edom are telling the truth. Where it's kasher asa, it's mistaber just the opposite. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in Besdin, bekerav alikim yishpoit, and the Eibishter would never allow an innocent man to die. And in the event that it became a kasher asa, it's probably because the first two Edom are telling the truth. So Eid Zomim Chiddushu, right? And the Ramban prefaces it with Eid Zomim Chiddushu, as if there was a svar of Eid Zomim. The Ramban says, I'm not going to tell you my Torahs to be Dairish time in the Kra, right? We don't pass like Rav Shem, who's Dairish time in the Kra. Oh, but the might say Zaymim Chiddushu. So it's a little bit Einu Emel Darsheni. So says the Ramban that when it comes to Akasha Zomam, the Svar is to believe the second to Edom. When it comes to Akasha Rasa, if you understand the Umik, the Pnimius of how a Bezdin operated, you'd fashte that it actually is Yoysev Yoysev Mestaber not to trust the second period Edom. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Mechaya on this Pasik, so Kedarkei Bakoidish, he goes in the Mahalakha the Ramban, right? Which is something that's very, very often the way Rabbeinu Bechaya goes. But if you take a look inside, he says it a drop differently. Rabbeinu Bechaya says as I, V'darshu chazal, kashazoma v'loi kasharasa. Loima. Shem hargu sanhedrin, hamechuyev be'edusan shel harishoinim. V'acha kachuzmu, ein erogin. V'chein amur b'gemara. Makis Dafe, Hargu in a rock and loy Hargu in a rock, but Tamboze, Shesama Hakosov, Al Shusan Shal Hassan Hedgen, Sheshoir Aleim Ruach Hakoidish, Shloyishbahu Dam Noki, the Umole Shekvarnis Chayev Hanerag, Mimokim Acher, Lenskalgo Oinish Ze Al Yudeim, Ulafichach Manichemo Edom Ki Ilu Yodanu, Sheho Emes Heido. So Rabbi Bechai is going up Pidakish Rabban, but there's one big difference. The Ramban says that being that this the svaris that he lays out, it's mistaber that what the first two Edom was saying is true. Nachshav v'shoyni azav shal Ramban shahoya emes kol ma sheheidu all of our rishonim, that what the Edom and rishonim said was emes, and therefore we assume for sure the two Edom told the truth. Torah says apishne Edom yakum davar, and therefore whatever it was that they were being made on this person is 100% the way it happened. Rebbe Chai says now that's already pushing it already. Mechateisi, I don't know if that's true. His lashon is ulefichach man. Right, we always talk about ki'ilu. In the Ramban, it's not ki'ilu. Nachshev shahoyo emes kol asher heidu all of our rishonim. In the Ramban, it's ulefichach manichem ha'edem ki'ilu yodanu sheho emes heidu. And now the Abish decided that he wants to go ahead and kill him. But the side of the terrace is the same. And that is that the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, worked with Ruach HaKodesh, worked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pnimius. Again, it's a pnimius that we can only exercise like in such a parasha, where you're dealing with an Eidzai Mechidishu. Here we have a right to invoke it. The Ramban said it in his nosach. Rabbeinu Bechaya said it in his nosach. Take a look in the Abar Benel al HaTorah. So the Abar Benel brings this Mahalach from the Ramban and from Rabbeinu Bechaya. And then he says as follows, V'yesh bazeh gam kein tzi b'sheinis. So there's another reason why kasha zomah v'loi kasha rasa. V'hi, sh'ratza Hashem yisalo lochus al kvoy bezen. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was very worried about the honor of the courts. Ki eich yochel v'yisparsim kloinom le'enei Hashemesh. She'yomru kol ha'am, she'donu ish echa lahariga, oy lo'oynish behepecha emes, u'kidai b'zoyim v'ketzef. V'lo yir koyech b'yad bezdin, oyd yofa be'enei ha'am. V'yiparku ol meira me'aleyem. V'yobam yizeh nezeh godol el klolus ha'toyra v'amitzvah. V'fi shoyu niskokin lahachris b'neim. Hani gabri miskatlon neche hitu bezdin lahargis ha'nefesh lo'gedin. And when this big Indian's going to come out, there's going to be such bizyoinus and charifus. And it's for that reason, says the Abar Benel, I think Chazal were very sensitive to kasha zama v'loi kasha rasa. Right? The Abar Benel is reminiscent of the raid we spoke about in the sugi of the Zaki Mamre. Right? What's the avl of the Zaki Mamre? He's violating the principle of Mamre. Right? Making sure that Beznin has its authority, making sure that people respect the Manhige Adar is a very, very wichtige zach. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to make such a matzav, a kasha zama, v'loi kasha also, u'kedai b'zoyim b'ketzef. Think about what's, v'yobam yizeh nezeh godol al klolus ha'tayrev ha'mitzvahs. Ployim. And it's for that reason, says the Abar Benel, I think there was an Indian of, once it was done, it was done. Zolzayin, let it be. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. Because what we're worried about is the sanctity of Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the day, if people are going to make bezioinis, it's not worth the whole thing. And then he says at the end, Ukvar heyer al siba azois harav chizdoi barbam v'shloisha misifra. So who's Rav Chizdoi? So there was a Rishon that most people never heard of. Rav Chizdoi Kreskas. Chizdoi Kreskas. He was one of the greats of Bali Machshava, one of the great Rishonim. And the Abar Benel says, I already saw this in the Torah of Rab Chizdoi Kreskas. On the bottom of the Nua Barbanels, they write the Kach Kosef HaRabag, that the Rabag said the same thing. The truth is, it's a Mefurash Meiri. And the Meiri is in our Sugya, and it's in the Masechtas Makis, Gradon Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. So the Meiri over there is talking about this in Kasher Zomma, V'loi Kasher Asa, it doesn't make any sense. How could it be? So the Meiri Vishtek. Now, if you take a look at the Meiri inside, the Meiri then goes ahead, and the Meiri says another pshat. The Meiri says as follows. He says, "Umi kamokim ha-ga'onim kosvu atam." He says the ga'onim said a different reason. Shemayacha sheheirimu sheloi b'shaschimo meriva v'nekamo v'shehuchbulo aveirosam b'retzicho ve'edu sheker einam ruyim lekapara umitoich kach ein oncha masul lebezdin ukiderech sheamru lemaila besug yezu who shasa meisa b'meizid lo yiglu keich b'leav lekapara or behem shaliyasu meisa b'meizid yiglu keich tetahav lekapara. So says the Meiri, he brings this pshat that Reb Chizdoi Kreskas and that the Rabbi and that the Abar Benel said it's poshet al tzilus of the Beidino, but he says, I'm going to tell you a pshat that the Ge'oinim said. The Ge'oinim said, devasis v'lai kashazam alasus lo'achiv is a good oynish, and it's a good kapara for someone that actually never had somebody get killed, where it was only a kasha zomam. But the minute it became not a kasha zomam, it became a kasha also, it's there, it's way more chamer. And because it's more chamer, now ready to get the oinish of kasha zomam is more maspik. And it's for that reason, not kasha zomam like kasha also, because we don't think you deserve the punishment. Mitzad the punishment shabai, right? This is makis tapes. Mitzad the punishment shabai avadi, you deserve the punishment. Kal v'chaymer, I good and din, I noichim and adin, but kal v'chaymer. You want to know why he's not going to get the punishment? Because there's a certain kapara element that comes along with every oinish, and it's the kapara, it's that this person doesn't deserve. If you take a look in the Tzroir Hamor, right here in Parsha Shoiftim, so just to read a few lines. V'amer v'asisam le'kasha zoma v'loi kasha asa. V'amru chazal, makas tafhe, hargu ein nerogim, v'imloi hargu nerogim. V'afal bishadova nira dovazar. It seems very strange, says the Tzroir Hamor. Abikfar kosav Ramban zal tamlos. Ramban already said upshat. V'ani kosafti l'maylo atamo amiti. He says, but I already, earlier in the Sefer, I said already, my tamo amiti, the pshat that I think is the real emes. And that is, it says in the parsha, ki mizaroi nosan l'moylach. Right? There's an issa moylach. V'amru Chazal said, mizaroi v'loi kolzaroi. Right? If somebody is noisim mizaroi l'moylach, so then the halachas, he was chayim mises besen. But if somebody took all his children, and he was noisim l'moylach, then he's not chayim. V'hadova nira behepach. Right? It should be just the opposite. V'chein bekat. This is mamish like moylach, says the Tzroir Hamor. Kisha hargu ein erogin. Oh, but the pshat's like this. Lefi sheyodua. Shami says bez ne mechaperes. Detnam beperek nigmar adin. Hayurach mi beis haskilu ke eser amus. Oymer lo yizvada. Shekein dera kol amumsim mizvadim. Vim eni yedeo lezvada. Oymer tei misosi kapora al kol avinois. Va'acha, says the Tzroir Hamor. Shami says bez ne mechaperes. Kisha hargu ein erogin. Kuz be'inyin shalo yiyye lohem kapora. Ki ein roi lechaper lo oysay kozeh. The person didn't die. So the Tzroir Hamor is saying what the Meiri brought from the Ge'onim. Which Ge'onim? We don't know. But he brought it from Ge'onim. But the Tzroir Hamor says it with a whole geshmakite. He said, this is the Tamo Amiti. And he shtels it to what? He shtels it to Moloch. And this is really something we spoke about a lot in Masechet Sanhedrin. That you have the same exact anomaly when it comes to Moloch. If someone's Nasa Mizar in the Moloch, she's Chayim Misa. But if you're Nasa and Kolzar in the Moloch, you're not going to be Chayim Misa. How could it be? The Teretz is because there's two dinim. There's the Oynish and there's the Kapar. Mitzad the Oynish, it's a good Kalvachomer. Mitzad the Kapar, it's not a good Kalvachomer. This is the Marsha, by the way, that says this is the reason Ein Oynish Menadin. That's the famous Marsha. Right, why Ein Oynish Menadin? So the Poshup Shad is because maybe there's a Pirach on the Kalvachomer. But the Marsha Kiyodu said it's because maybe being that you did something more Chomer, you're not going to get Kapar with this Oynish. And you, Lahed, you need more than that. And the Marsha came goofer from this whole Indian. But the bottom line is, to me, this is a perfect Sushta. There's another Pshat that the Rishonim say. There's another pshat, and this pshat is in the Bechor Shar. Where is it? It's right here. Parsha Shoifim. Everything is off and on. The Bechor Shar, right, all we have to do is open up the Svar. So it's right here in the Bechor Shar. The Bechor says the same thing. Bechor Shar asks, V'im toimar, loy kol dechenu, loy nergu nerogin, hargu loy kolshkin. By the way, the Bechor Shar was one of the Baal Tosfos. He talks like a Tosfos. V'im toimar, loy kol dechenu, loy nerogin, nerogin, hargu loy kolshkin. I hear Abba Lamaisa. At the end of the day, how exactly do you understand it? And he goes on and he says as follows. He says that Chazal were worried that in the event the halacha would be Hargu Narogin, that even Kasher Asa, in the event that somebody was killed, somebody was given Mises Bezdin, two Aiden walk into Bezdin, they prosecute someone, the guy ends up being killed. So the Goyal Adam, right? We know about the Goyal Adam. Those are the sugars we're really learning now. So the Goyal Adam is going to be furious. The family is going to be very, very upset. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to be incentivized to go ahead and to hire two Aiden, to be Mazim the Aiden, and like this, we're going to kill them. Meaning, Hazama is a very dangerous weapon. Tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yukashlubam. It's a very, very, very dangerous weapon. Chazal appreciated that, said the Bechor Shah. They chap that this is very, very dangerous. And if you're going to allow a hargu nerogin, what's going to prevent people from doing that? So you should always say that. So says the Bechor Shah, it's not true. Because ordinarily, if you want to go out and you want to try to stop something from happening, you wouldn't hire Edei Azama. What you would hire is Edei HaKchasha. And Edei HaKchasha, in a way, is even better because you don't have to be worried about Zoyim Mezoyim and Ayin Shami goes through a whole Arichas. But there you could work with HaKchasha. HaKchasha would just say it's a hung jury and there's nothing you could do and he wouldn't be killed. But once you kill him already, there's no Edei HaKchasha. It's too late. So now the only way to express your anger that you have towards this person is by taking revenge and by killing him. So said the Becharsha, that's the oimik. That's why Chazal said, Kasha Zomav, like Kasha Asa. Not so long ago, Mechon Ofek printed, they published, Chidushim al HaTorah l'Rabbeinu Tam. Namish Chidushim Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Tam al HaTorah, right? Rabbeinu Tam al HaTorah, it's a real sefer, it exists. I'm pretty sure it's available, by the way. So Rabbeinu Tam al HaTorah, right here in Parsha Shoiftim, he says word for word what the Bechor Shor says. It's Grada Geshmak, because the Bechor Shor, if you read his bio, is known as a Talmud Muvik of Rabbeinu Tam. So this comes from the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bechor Shor, they both came up with this whole reason. But there's one interesting thing in this whole Indian. There's one interesting thing in this whole Indian, and that is, every single Rishon that you open up, is trying to say pshat and kasha zama v'lo kasha asa, which is not something you find every day. There's certain rishonim and they will Isaac and these and yonim a little bit, but every rishon has a pshat, and not just that. This is the tama miti, that's the tama miti. Rab Barbanel, I mean, this is already mamish the end of the rishonim, early achrayim era. The oilam is mamish heis over this Indian, and it's a little bit mashma that maybe there was a little more than meets the eye, and it feels a little bit like. Why was everybody so excited about this? I hear it's a good kasha. Every daf and shas is a good kashas. But this is something that every Rishon tried saying, I'll tell you what I think, this is the real pshat, that's the real pshat, two pshatim, he also said it, right? There's a little something that's going on. The truth is, there is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story really is a continuation of something that we spoke about in Masechta Sanhedrin, and that is Rachmana Litzlan. Over the centuries, one of the issues that the Yidden had to deal with was the Neitzrim and the Neitzrim's attacks against the Talmud. So we know there were a lot of vikuchim, a lot of debates that the Yidden were forced to have together with the Neitzrim. Most of the debates was debating Yahadus. These were theological debates. But many of the debates were actually just defending the Talmud. And usually the prosecution was being led by somebody who was a Talmud Chacham, someone that, you know, grew up learning Torah. He was Mali Kreis and Shasu Pais, and then he became a Meshumet. And once he became a Meshumet, he used all the intelligentsia that he had against the Yidden, where he was able to mamish varf gemoris and different zachin that would make the Yidden look very, very bad. And that created this whole genre, an industry, of where people were mamish being misfakeach over the Talmud. And should the Yidden, forget about Yahadus, should the Jews have a right to study Gemara, or should they not have a right to study Gemara? Now, the most famous of those debates was the debate of Rabbi Chil Paris, which was in France, with Donin, the terrible Meshumid, Shem Risham Yirkov. And this was something, you know, which of course led to the burning of the Shas and the Ram Rutenberg's Kinnah. That's the most famous one, but there were many, many others. A big chelik of these debates revolved around what the prosecution argued was silly halachas in the Gemara. Gemaras that just, to them, just didn't seem to make any sense. They're just illogical. And if the Gemara is illogical, so then the Jews become illogical, v'hamevin yofen. And this is really where they were going with that. And they would call out certain Gemaras. Every single vikuach you'll ever see in your life, there's a chapter dedicated to what's known as kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. Mamish, kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. And it's poshut, this is the rest of the story. It's not even a shaila. If you know the history, you know this is the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that the rishonim and the achronim, they were dealing with this. This was a problem. This wasn't just lahagdol Torah l'adiro. This was lahachzer haTorah l'yoshna. Right, this was a question of mamish bekuach nefesh. That's what was going on over here. With chamira sakantem eisu. It's not just a rape bite, right? There's the mamish, it's the survival of the Jewish people. And pogroms were erupted when the Jews got it right. Kal v'chomer, in the eyes of the goyim, they got it wrong. And that's what was going on over here, right? It's Pesach now, blood libels. These were a blood libel to Gezachin. That's what was going on over here. And if the Jews believe Kashazama, but like Kasharasa, that means their whole court system, their whole judicial system is ridiculous. And this is mamish like Moilach, right? The Tzrar Amar, he was mamish Megala to you. Because Moilach, that's the Sarmi, that was Ramosha Mikutzi and the Smag and then the Rabbi Chilmi Paris. It was the first argument the prosecution made in Rabbi Chilmi Paris' debate was Moilach. How do you make sense that Anoisa Mizari the Moilach is Chai Misa, but Anoisa Kolzari is not? And the Tzrar Amar says, look at what I wrote by Moilach, because this is mamish Moilach. It really is. It's the muscle, the nimshel, it's all one and the same. And this is really the rest of the story. This is where this was all playing itself. So what does this have to do? What does this have to do, right? We have to come full circle here. We have to wrap up. So what does this have to do with Rab Shloime Eger's Haga? Rab Shloime Eger said, take a look in Shailas Achuvis, Oil Yaakov, the Rab Yaakov Sesportis, Simen Yud Zayin, V'ayin Sham Olach of Gimel, Soif Amir Aleph, Dibur HaMaschol Halay. So the rest of that story is Rab Yaakov Sesportis was a Rav in Amsterdam in the late 1600s. Now, he became very, very famous. He became famous for writing a sefer called Tzitzit Neuvel Tzvi. Tzitzit Neuvel Tzvi was the original polemic against Shabsai Tzvi. And Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis was a little bit of a Chacham Adav Minavi in that even in the beginning of the whole excitement and the movement of Shabsai Tzvi, where there were many G'dayli Yisrael, Mamish, E.F. Shalaparta, but there were many, many G'dayli Yisrael that were 100% on the bandwagon of Shabsai Tzvi, but Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis with an incredible clarity so that wasn't the case. And he fought him, he held that he was rotten from day one. And he wrote a sefer called Tzitzis Neuvel Tzvi, where he goes after him in a very, very strong way. And Kiyadur, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was very busy with the sefer when he did what he did. But the bottom line is that he is the mechaber of the sefer Tzitzis Neuvel. So he was a goyin oilam mamish on the highest proportion. So Megas tending you to his tshuvas. And he wants you to take a look at this tshuva. Now, at that same time, the Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis was a rav and a Chaver Bezdin in Amsterdam. The Av Bezdin was a Yid by the name of Reb Shaul Levi Mortera. Shaul Levi Mortera. He was the Av Bezdin of Amsterdam. So Reb Yaakov Sesportis is a member of the Bezdin. But the Av Bezdin was Reb Shaul Levi Mortera. Around that time, there was a Meshumid, a Yisrael Meshumid, that had written a book. And this book was one of these polemics that went Kenega the Talmud. The person that wrote it was a man by the name of Sixtus of Siena. Right? So a lot of the popes were known as Sixtus, S-I-X-T-U-S. Sixtus of Siena. The Maharal wrote a sefer Kenega, this book that was written by this Meshumet, Shem Risham Yerkov. And one of the people that wrote a book Keneged was Shaul Levi Mortera. By the way, you know who else wrote a book against it? Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh of Modena, if you really want to come full circle. But the bottom line is that Shaul Levi Mortera wrote a book. And one of the things that he shried about this Meshumid was, Kasha Zoma Veloy Kasha Osa. And in that sefer that Shaul Levi Mortera responded to, he said, Kasha Zoma Veloy Kasha Osa. And it seems that this Meshumid was not happy with any of the Pshatim that he had seen. Meaning he knew the Rishonim, but he wasn't happy. He also knew how to open up every single Rishon on the Sfarim Shach, right? That's all we did. And he knew all this. But at the same time, he wasn't Sefritin. So he said, I'm going to say the real pshat. I'm going to tell you the real Tamamiti. Not the Barbanel's Tamamiti and not the Tamamiti of the Tzroi Ramor. He said, I'm going to tell you the real Tamamiti. He said, Kasha Zomav, like Kasha also, you think means that the Edom Zoyman don't get killed? Who said they don't get killed? What it means is that they don't get Kasha Zomam. Why do they get killed? They're Reutzchim. He said, why do they get killed? They're Reutzchim. They get killed. And he said, I'll tell you sharper. Because we know there's a halacha of Yad Ha'edim Tiyo Bay Barishayna. That the way they used to give somebody Mises Bezdin was the Edim would kill the person. Right? It was Yad Ha'edim Tiyo Bay Barishayna. That means if it was already a Kasher Asa, Zayseh Meres, the Edim killed the person. The Edim are Reutzchim. The Chiddush is, it's not Kasher Zoma. Kasher Zoma is, right, depending on what it was they wanted this person to get. Here, let's say the guy got skiva. I don't know. That's what Kasher Zomam would be. Here they're going to be done as a Reitzeach. But he said this whole premise that the Edom get off the hook when it's Kasher also, no way in the world. And not only did he write this in his book that he wrote Keneged, this Meshumid, but he gave a drushan in Beis Medrash. It was Parsha Shoiftim. And in his drushan, in Parsha Shoiftim, he went ahead and he said over this chiddush in the drushan. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov support this. It was Mamish Ben Iroy. Mamish, he lives in the same zip code. He hears about this chiddush that his chavar, the Av Bezdin of Amsterdam, said, and he writes a tshuva. And that tshuva is printed in Shailos HaTshuvos Oel Yaakov. It's a Siman Yud Zayin. And if you go to the end of Amen Aleph, of Dav Chav Gimel Amen Aleph, Divra Maschel Haloi, he's ripping apart this Inyan, and he asks Mamish 10 kashas. It's funny, when I was reading it, it was like Mamish, it was like, I felt like I was learning a Pnei Yeshua. And the truth is, he lived even before the Pnei Yeshua. He's a real Achron, a real Goyin, a real Lamne, not Stam. And he's ripping apart the sugya. He says, first of all, then it really sounds like the Tzedokim. Because remember the Tzedokim in the Mishnah? They were very busy. What do you mean? It says Nefesh B'Nefesh in the Parish of Hazama. Like you, we could be Mekayim, the Dasa Tzedokim. It's Nefesh B'Nefesh. It's going to be the game where it's Kasha also. He said, not just that, you can't give somebody Mises Bez unless it's Asra. We know Eidzoimim is a Netzorach Asra. He asked a whole bunch of Kashas, Mamish, like Rav Shlomo Eger said, Ayin Shom. There's a whole bunch of Kashas that he asked. But either way, you want to know the rest of the story. This is right. Either way, but at the end, the final analysis, he said he never heard something like this in his whole life. Das ist abschack. And he's very, very nice to freedom. But I'll just tell you one interesting postscript to all this, and that is, we actually have the drushes from Rav Shaul Levi Mortera. Sefer is called Giv HaShaul. It's not an easy sefer to find, but the sefer does exist. It's called Giv HaShaul. These are the drushes. And in fact, if you go to Maimer Memhe, it's about the parsha of Hazama. And over there, Rav Shaul Levi Mortero says it's Kreis HaChiddush, which Rav Yaakov Sopota says, I heard you darshan it about it in shul. We gotta have it. We have that drasha. We have the transcript of that drasha. He was very, very not happy. And the truth is that the Muscharish and every Ben Torah in the world reads this Chiddush and he chaps right away. You don't even have to go through the tshuva to chap that this is such a shver azach. Right? It's a very, very hard thing. But I'll tell you something very interesting. And that is that in Brisk, they say, I heard this from one of the Choshev Talmidim from Rebbe Avraham Yeshua, who said that Reb Chaim Brisker, he used to give a lot of haskamas. So if somebody would come to Reb Chaim and he would say, I wrote a sefer, can you give me a haskama? Reb Chaim had no problem. The matzavaser. He would give haskamas. He said, Ad kedei kach, Avraham Yeshua said, as a haskama from Reb Chaim is velt vi ash. B'zeh haloshen. Kach kibalti mi echon michshuvei talmidei Rebbe Avraham Yeshua. That he said, is velt vi ash. Worthless, because Reb Chaim used to get everyone haskamas, but that was only true binyanei halacha. He said when it came to anything machshava, anything hashkafa related, Rabbi Yeshua said that Reb Chaim would not give a haskama unless he went through the sefer cover to cover. So if he went through the sefer from one side to the other side, we spoke about this once because we once said over from a sefer. It's called Ishtas. The Sefer Eshtas was written by someone that lived in a contemporary Reb Chaim. The Mechaber's name was Reb Moshe Halevi Rubinstein. We once said over a Davar Nifla about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Michetzil Maila Malach, Michetzil Maila Ish, and the reason all the Achroinim, nobody was able to figure out why what exactly the Chetman name Meriva was. He said in that Sefer, because it happened in the Chetzim Maila of Moshe. I mean that the Chetzim Maila of Moshe was Elikim, it was Malach, we have no Asog in Malach, and that's why no one was able to figure out, nobody has any Asog in what exactly the Chetman name Meriva was. That's Sefer, they say, this is one of the Sfarim that Reb Chaim gave a Haskamon, which screams about the greatness of the Mechaber. If you take a look in the Sefer, Giv HaShaul, this is the Jerushas from Shaul Levi Mortera. So if you take a look, right in the first page, there's a Haskamon from Reb Chaim HaLevi Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim gave a Haskamon the Sefer. The Sefer was printed for the first time in the year 1645. The Misparam, but it was reprinted, Tofrech Samach Aleph. That's when it was reprinted, and the person who reprinted it came to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim, he waxes poetic about the Mechaber, and he waxes poetic about the person that's putting out this Mechaber Sefer. This Sefer is Drush, Mitchila Vatzoif. And in the Kabbalah that we have from Avraham Yeshua, Reb Chaim did not give a haskama on drush and machshava unless he went through it cover to cover, which means Reb Chaim saw Maimer Memhei. You wonder what Reb Chaim thought when he saw Maimer Memhei. I mean, in Reb Chaim the Galundis, you would think this idea is a shtickle den on arrival. But again, we have no asaga. We talk have no asaga. We're dealing with Ishali Kims here. We have no asaga. Either way, Reb Shaul Levi Mortera, Reb Yaakov Sisportis. Right? Sometimes you read about tzaddikim like this in history books, and you don't maybe show the feel the proper chashivas that we have to have, right? We have our gedolim, the svarim that we're surrounded with, the ktois, the nesivas, chasam sofer, b'kiveger. But the truth is, a lot of tzaddikim that for whatever reason the world's forgotten about. Shloim Eger sends you to the tshuva, Rabbi Yaakov Sopotis, Rabbi Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik, he gave askama to this sefer for Rabbi Shol, Levi Mortero, he zichron baruch, sefsois of you, doivois bekever, get moyed, we're going to stop here.